Frank defends arms to backfight on Hensley. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, the 13th of October, 1913, page 1, column 6. Affidavits are secured as to character of men who attack Frank Juror. The work of strengthening their attack upon Juror A.H. Hensley is being continued by the attorneys for Leo M. Frank, the hearing of whose motion for a new trial is now set for next Saturday. Anticipating a possible attack on the makers of depositions, who charge that they heard Hensley before the trial make statements showing that he was prejudiced against Frank, the attorneys have secured additional affidavits relative to the character of these witnesses. Recently, citizens of Sparta declared that the three men there who made depositions attacking Hensley are among the best citizens of that place. Now the defense has secured similar affidavits upholding the citizens of Monroe, J.J. Nunnally, and W.L. Ricker, who charged that Hensley made remarks to them showing bias. Among the gentlemen who vouch for Nunnally and Ricker as men of the highest personal and moral character are R.P. King, former ordinary, Al G. Newell, solicitor of the city court, Orrin Roberts, attorney, J.B. Shelnut, clerk of the superior court, and A.C. Stone, judge of the city court of Monroe. Attorneys L.Z. Rosser and R. Arnold have also filled a second affidavit from Nunnally and Ricker, who reply to the statement of Hensley that the remarks they quote him as making must have been uttered since rather than before the trial. The two Monroe men both declare that so far as they know Hensley has not been in Monroe since the trial of Frank, and they reiterate that he made the remarks before the trial.